It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlanzas here live for the 10th annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention. The Hilton Chicago brought to you by Meijer, now offering home delivery across Chicagoland. And look who has just stepped up to our stage here at the convention. We're in Salon A. That would be the
sounds so formal.
It does. It sounds also like it's like the very beginning of all this. And there's a lot of interactive stuff. And Jay Blunk, who is the senior vice president of our beloved Chicago Blackhawks, mm-hmm. and in charge of basically everything that you see here that doesn't have to do with getting a guy on the ice. Right? Is that about that the best way of looking at that?
That's an interesting way of looking at it. But well, listen, welcome. And thank you very much for being here. You guys, and we're just saying this, you lead into our games, and your numbers are superb. The show is great. So
thank you.
We're lucky to have you guys as great partners. And I just saw Steve Cochran, same thing. You know, there's a real integrated feel between WGN Radio and the Blackhawks. So thank you very much for doing it.
I feel pretty lucky too, Jay. So
thank you for saying that. We're very happy and proud to be here. And after many years struggling to try to get here, I finally made it. All right. let us talk about the convention here, first of all. As people are going to be heading here tomorrow, you know, the first day is, you know, I'm always amazed at how huge the lines are and the people just signing in. I mean, this hotel is rocking.
Right. It's, just walking up Michigan Avenue, you see the sea of red jerseys. It's incredible.
Well, it's an amazing thing, you know, Ro, and it's an interesting point because this doesn't go on in a lot of other places. I wish it did. But our fans are the ones that make this special. And it's interesting because when you walk around and get a chance to talk to the fans themselves, you know, they realize how special this group is. And our players realize it, too. You saw the guys. They come in. We can't pay them to come in. This is all volunteer, and they feel an obligation to be here. But if you watch Patrick Kane and you watch Jonathan Toews, they love it. They've been here. But watch the new guys' faces. And Patrick Sharp will be the first one to tell you, when you get back to Chicago, this is different than anywhere else in the National Hockey League because of our fans.
I think Brandon Saad was overwhelmed.
He was.
Quite honestly.
It was so cool to see.
Yeah.
It's emotional. Yeah.
When you go away, especially to a smaller market like Columbus is, and then you come back to Chicago, it's got that feeling. And again, you point out something. It's an important thing that you're pointing out. There are not a lot of conventions like this in the NHL. Right, and I always forget his name, the guy who's the president of the team, but
Irish name,
the Irish guy. Yeah. Well, you guys obviously came over from the Cubs organization, where you guys invented the Cubs convention. Right?
Well, you know, it's interesting. John and I were talking about it today, and this is how old I am. But when I was 22 years old, this was all John's idea, top to bottom. And when he invented this in his kitchen in Elk Grove back in 1980 something, and we thought, well, we're gonna fly baseball players in the middle of winter, right? And we're gonna get a big crowd, and it didn't sound like it would make any sense, right? And here we are, 30 something years later. It's really the hallmark to your off season marketing, and I give him a lot of credit but it doesn't work if the players don't buy in, and that's what makes us different, you know. And it's interesting because we always hear hockey players are different. Professional athletes, and they really are. They are fantastic. You know, they love to media train. They do. They want to get better. They're polite. They're excited to be here. They will tell you to a man that they get energy from the fans, and it has something to do with the winning, and they believe in that.
There's no question about it. But I think what is so fascinating to me is, you know, like a baseball convention in the middle of winter is kind of an easier sell, right, because it makes you think of summer. A hockey convention in the middle of summer, you know, do you want to think about winter? It just tells you something about the fact that these are sellouts, the crowds are engaged. It tells you something about the passion that hockey fans have that is very, very unique in American sports.
Well, there's a connection to Chicago with this particular team. I think, you know, Chicago's known for its work ethic, right? It's a Midwestern city, and it's tough. And I think they identify with the work ethic. No frills, just go to work with the lunch pail, and that's kind of the spirit of our team. They work really hard. These guys train extremely hard, and so it doesn't always work out the way we want it to, like the playoffs this year, but the guys all step up and say, we're going to be better next year. So it's there's a certain connection. You know, we're fortunate enough to lead the National Hockey League in internet traffic, and we're ahead of the second-place team, something like 30 or 40%. that's because our players allow us to be engaged, mm-hmm. allow us access. And so that's, you know, a long time ago, and it's I give John and Rocky credit because they're the ones that said, look, we need access. We need access. If this is going to be different, if we're going to compete in a place that Michael Jordan's from, and we had a great partner in the Chicago Bulls, what a great worldwide franchise, the Bears, two baseball teams in this market, including Wrigley Field and a world championship. So it's a competitive marketplace. We have to do something different, and that is our players are more try to be as accessible as they can.
And it all starts. It starts and ends. I hate to say this because this is a businessy kind of thing to say, and it doesn't inspire the hearts of fans. But really great organizations, whether it's in hockey or any other professional sport, starts in the front office. Because if you don't have the front office working right, then the team's not going to work right. And that's absolutely the truth. And as many great, and there were some great Chicago Blackhawks teams, some great players came through this city in the 80s and the 90s, right? I mean, you have Hall of Famers. That whether it's Chris Chelios, people who never were able to get to that championship level with this organization, in part because they there wasn't that one sort of missing chemical thing that was going on, and the connection even in some of the greater teams of the 1990s, which remember they went to the Stanley Cup right in the 1990s. But they just didn't have the kind of fan connection, I think in part because of the way that the media end of the business was being managed at that point. They just
Well, you bring up a good point. with the explosion of social media, I would say you can point at the Chicago Blackhawks and say it may have benefited this particular professional sports franchise more than any other in that period because we really had a lot of ground to make up. But social media really plugged in well with this team. Young, hip, fun sport, and again, really accessible.
Yes.
And congrats on the NHL draft. That was such an experience. I mean, we loved being out there. It was such a new thing, and I know other teams were looking at what you guys did and looking at that as sort of the model for the way these things can be.
Well, thank you, Anna. I think, again, it made our fans turned out. I think we might have been the first team to sell out both days. But we are very privileged. Gary Bettman has been, and the NHL has been terrific to the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
We have a number of opportunities to play outdoors. There's a chance to, that cross-pollination on those holidays where you're playing outdoors somewhere, Wrigley Field or Soldier Field or wherever it's at.
Would you like to make an announcement right now?
not just yet.
Right here, right now? Like on the show, sort of, right now?
You know what? You tell us now, and who
just between us.
Just between us. Who would we tell?
Well, we have been – the league has been superb to us, and so we've been lucky. So, really, this goes back to Rocky Wirtz and people believe in him and John McDonough and our connection to our fan base. And it's so much fun. I know you guys play a huge role in this. You know, we get a chance to interact with the fans this weekend, and we learn a lot. We do a lot of listening.
It's an interesting thing to see how also – Hawks fans, I think, like all great sports fans, they know who the people are in the front office, and they stop and they want to,
it is interesting
get to know. I mean, it is an interest, especially the way that I'll never forget. I mean, it's when Rocky took over the team in was it 06, I think, right, 06, 07, that he stood out in the concourse. I mean, he used to come to those games and stand out in the concourse. There was nobody in the concourse.
Right.
You could say something, and you'd hear it come back 15 seconds later through your back ear if you screamed it down the concourse.
He sits with the fans. You see him there.
He does.
He sits with the fans. He would stand in the concourse and take their suggestions.
That's
amazing. And it was, and I think Tom Ricketts does the same thing too. I mean, you can tell the difference in ownership.
Yep.
I have a couple other franchises I'd like to suggest that to, but I can't do it right now. I've run out of time. We're broadcasting live.
Yes.
He just said to me from the 10th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention, the Hilton Chicago, brought to you by Meijer, now offering home delivery across Chicagoland. Jay Blunk, Senior Vice President of Chicago Blackhawks, is with us, and now look who just stepped up, the General Manager of the Chicago Blackhawks, with Stan We Can. Stan Bowman is here, ladies and gentlemen. Who is looking tan and fit and relaxed, which is really
a good sign.
I do not understand because, it's been kind of a stressful offseason. Has it not?
For you, Ro.
Yes, it has for me.
Stan's got it covered.
You've been working hard, though, right?
Good to see you, Ro. I have been working hard. It's been a long stretch for us here, but we're excited to be here at the convention with some of our new players on hand and some familiar faces coming back. So it's been fun so far.
Now you you said at the end of the season, right at the end of the playoffs for the Blackhawks, that you know this was a as we all know, it was a disappointing playoff experience, and you were going to make some changes, and you did. Now, bringing this core back, I mean, that's an interesting thing. It's a fascinating moment. I don't think as Blackhawks fans, we could have wished for more than what
exciting.
You did. I mean, it is something.
Fans love it.
It does. It sucks. We had Jonathan Toews on a little bit earlier, and he was like, well, you know, when you say goodbye to guys like Artemi Panarin, you know, and,
sure.
and some of the other, you know, great players who are on the team, those are their, mm-hmm. you know, their teammates and their brothers. But you're bringing back two brothers that, you know, were very instrumental in the success.
Right. Well, you know, it's tough to make decisions like that when you have to get rid of players that you really are fond of and guys you've had a lot of success with. But, you know, we had to try to change some things. And, you know, we brought some new faces in. Some of them are familiar faces, guys that were here before. And we brought some new guys in that people don't know as well. But I think, you know, we did it with the intention of getting better and trying to have a different result next year. And when you don't meet your goals, you have to try to change things up a little bit. And hopefully we didn't make dramatic changes. We made a few changes here and there. But we have a lot of guys here that were part of it for a long time. You know, I think the foundation of our team is still the same. And hopefully with a few new faces, we can have better results next year.
Wow. All right. Well, I have a sense of this now because I get this sense. Brandon Saad, obviously, in your as you were thinking about team chemistry, and you're also thinking about just performance, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure that you know there's data metrics that you guys look at in situations like this, and when you see you know Jonathan Toews and Brandon Saad on the same line together, that's a big difference than you know as great. And you know, I don't want to take anything away from some of the other players here, but is those numbers exist, right?
Yeah, well, obviously, when Brandon came into the league, he really took that spot right away as a first-year player with Jonathan. And I think they found that chemistry right away. We had a ton of success with those two guys together. So there's no question that those guys have some chemistry. I think Brandon is built on his success here. The last 2 years when he was in Columbus, he's really emerged as one of the premier two-way players in the game. You know, I think, you know, not just an offensive force, but you know, he really does play both sides of the rink, and he's a guy that you can count on to play offensively, defensively.
Right.
When he doesn't have the puck, he does the right thing. He kills penalties. He plays power play. So he's that guy that can do a little bit of everything. So obviously coaches lean on guys like that. And we know the chemistry's there with Jonathan from the past. And I think, if anything, Brandon's really expanded his game the last couple of years. So I think as good as he was from 2 years ago, you know, he's really built on that. So I think, you know, we're getting a pretty special player in Brandon Saad.
No question about it. And young, 23 years old. It's hard to believe. He's a Wiley veteran on the team now. Returning to Chicago as a hero, as a conquering hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was the player reaction like when you announced Sharp and Saad were coming back? We know fans were excited to see them. They're such popular players. They know how they can play. But the players had to be...
Oh, equally excited. Yeah, very much so. Obviously, they're two really popular guys, I think. Sharpie was here for a long time, so certainly for the guys that were here all the way back in 2010, they remember everything he did. And, you know, Brandon came in a couple years later, but he was a very popular player. So amongst the guys, I think it's good to have some familiar faces back, guys you had success with and you won some Stanley Cups with. So, you know, when you go through those battles together, I think, you know, you form those long-lasting friendships. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement having them come back for sure.
That's cool.
A lot of buzz this week about Alex DeBrincat, the 19-year-old winger you guys drafted last year. Had a good prospects camp this week. What did you see from him? And for fans that haven't seen him play much, what can they anticipate seeing from the 19-year-old winger?
Hey, Alex is a really fun player to watch. He's obviously a smaller guy, 5'7", so you might not think as much of him. But before you know it, he's got that puck, and he's got it on the net and in the net. Like he set records last year scoring goals. He's a prolific goal scorer. For a little guy, he's got a lot of feistiness in him. He's certainly not timid, and I think that's something that is going to endear him to our fans. He likes to get to the net, scores a lot of his goals from around the net. He's got an incredible shot, quick release. He's one of those guys that his biggest skill is something that you sort of have to watch him closely. He just always gets in the right spot, and you wonder, how does he score all these goals? Well, you know, as you get good breaks, well, when you score that many goals, and 65 goals in 63 games, it's more than just good luck. You know, I think he's got that instinct to find where the puck is going to go, and he finds himself open a lot, and he has got the quick release. So we're really excited about what he brings to the table. I think you can't find many guys that have that pure goal-scoring ability like Alex. So, you know, we want to see how he does in training camp, and we're trying not to put too many expectations on it. We know he's going to help us at some point, whether he starts the year with us or not. You know, we'll see how that goes in the exhibition season. But I think in the years to come, Alex is going to be a guy that you're going to love watching.
And a little hiccup with Tommy Wingles, broken foot.
Yep.
Expected back for training camp, though?
Yeah, he will. He'll be here tomorrow, actually, for the convention, so we'll get to talk to him tomorrow. You know, it was just one of those things. He was training hard, and sometimes, you know, minor things like that happen. But it's nothing that's going to stop him from being ready for the start of camp. So, you know, it should be all systems go with him.
All right, cool.
Nice. Oh, sorry.
Well, that's all right.
The microphone was on.
Before we go, the reason Stan was a couple minutes late is he was putting the finishing touches on some gifts that he and I have been working on for you guys. So
I think it's
a good time to bring these up.
No.
I know this isn't a great play for radio,
kind.
But
they're
being presented something. And
you
guys were nice enough to give Stan a couple T-shirts
this
year, so we felt
we had to return the favor.
We had to return the favor. Yeah, an obligation.
I love that shirt, but
I love presents.
I get
you guys are
my own jersey. I finally got my own jersey.
I mean, look at that.
Oh my gosh,
it's our personalized. Thank you, guys.
Podramatic fits
welcome.
On the back of a jersey.
Spelled it right,
so does Devlantis, it turns
Trust
out.
Trust me. Spelling, these are the best spellers in all of sports in the NHL.
They don't get it wrong,
they have to figure a lot of stuff out.
Oh, my God, they're adorable.
Yeah.
You guys
thank you
kind.
These were
so
hand-stitched by Stan Bowman, all these.
Oh,
so just, you can thank
we would expect no less.
This is awesome.
Is that the first time you heard a Blackhawks sweater be described as adorable as Violetta just described?
No. A lot of young fans here.
All right. Well, gentlemen, again, congratulations on an amazing convention. Start to the convention already. I mean, just as much energy and people in the room here. And you know, I just want to say one thing about Stan Bowman. Over the years, as we've gotten to know each other, he's a very calm man. He's you know, he sort of has like one kind of, at least publicly, he's got sort of one speed. But then when I saw him at that press conference and I saw those glaring eyes, you know, come through the camera in that press conference, I thought, don't mess with Stan.
No.
Because I think the T-shirt that we're going to give you somewhere mid-season, I think, is something somewhere around there. We got that for you. All right, well, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It.
Thank you, guys.
And
thanks
really
for everything you do for
having
thank
us
you.
Out here.